Well, when it comes to the pace of this year's corn planting, we still are below the five-year average, although not that far behind nationally at 73%, but here in Wisconsin, just 36% of the crop in the ground. However, according to Brad Rippey, things could be changing in the not-too-distant future because the weather certainly is.
It looks like several days of warm, dry weather should overspread the north-central part of the country. And so finally, as we head into late May, maybe in some opportunities for planting long-delayed spring wheat, corn, and soybean crops that in most cases have not been planted to this point.
Now, as far as the progress of the crop, it has improved as well, although we still are looking for an improvement in corn emergence.
We see actually some real good emergence, especially with the warm weather ahead of the storm in Illinois, emergence reaching 60% ahead of the five-year average of 45%. But in states like Iowa and Minnesota, progress for the emergence of corn is well behind average. Iowa at 28%, five-year average 53%, and Minnesota just 4% emerged.
Now, if you've been following the corn market, you realize it has been faltering, and one of the reasons why is, despite late planting of the crop, we're still expecting a pretty good-sized crop, which might end up increasing our ending stock.
Projections for the U.S. corn market include expectations of a crop slightly larger than the record crop of 2013, a decline in both feed and residual use and exports, and a year-over-year increase in year-ending stocks of 580 million bushels.
Well, over on the livestock front, we know how strong dairy prices have been, and even though they faltered recently, we still are having ourselves a strong 2014. And because of that, Jim Hoskins says replacements have been strong as well.
People are wanting to make milk, the prices are good, and there's quite a premium for dairy replacements. We've heard stories of good grade cows bringing from $2,500, $3,000, even as much as $4,000. Younger cattle and replacement heifers are bringing, depending on their weight, $2.50 a pound, and little replacement bull calves or veal calves are up to $3 a pound. So the market is strong for about all classes of dairy right now.
Well, on Tuesday's trade, blocks dropped a penny and three quarters, now back down to where the barrels are at $1.96 a pound. Double A butter also lost a half cent to $2.15 1/2 cents per pound. However, Class 3 prices were higher as May topped at $22.58. June Class 3 picked up 13 cents to $20.32. July now at $20.04 and September gained 16 cents atop at $20 even. Board of Trade, corn continues its decline. July off 3 3/4, 4.73 3/4 cents per bushel. September down to 4.72 1/4 cents. Your beans for July off 15.5 at 14.69 a bushel. September declines at 12.84 1/4 cents. And wheat for July off 4 at 6.69 1/4 cents per bushel. As far as the livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 90 to 109. Most of the slaughter cows, 77 to 89. Slaughter bulls, 99 to 121. Replacement bull calves, 230 to 355. Heifer calves, 150 to 250. Put your hogs a little softer at 75 to 85. And those feeder lambs, 175 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.